people do all the time. For 2,000 years, Jesus and those of us who follow Jesus have been inviting people to come to God's table, to come to the feast prepared for them by the King of the universe. And people have been saying no. They say no for various reasons. Nobody believes that God stuff anymore. I'll deal with it when I have time. Those church people, what they're doing doesn't look much like a party. I think I'll skip it. I can find God on the golf course or in the mountains. I don't need to come and join in worship. But then in the story that Jesus tells is the reaction of the people to the invitation. Again, who gets angry because the king has offered you a place at the table? And I wonder if that's because of the way God's messengers, that is us, issue the invitation. That we add strings to it, that we make it seem like we're judging people already. That we don't make it seem like an invitation to something to be wanted, but to something that you have to do. Because people don't usually get angry at invitations to a party. And that brings me to the end of the story, where the king's walking through the wedding hall and sees somebody not dressed right, and has him thrown out of the hall, kind of angrily. That doesn't fit with much of the rest of what Jesus tells us. Jesus talks to us about everyone being welcome, about people coming from all over the place. And again, in this story, the slaves have gone out onto the streets and literally picked up people off the streets to come to this party. How could they be expected to be nicely dressed? It's a little confusing. And I've read a little bit about it. And there are some scholars who say, well, he was the one who didn't believe. And maybe, but I don't think so. In the ancient world, when you came to a wedding, the person who was throwing the wedding gave you a robe to put on over your clothes for the wedding. That's because most people only had one set of clothes, and most people had to walk a long distance to get to where weddings were. So if you were throwing an important party, you wanted people to be comfortable, and so you provided for them a robe to put over their clothes when they arrived. So this guy in the story who's at the wedding feast has turned down what the king has offered. He's come to the feast, but he hasn't accepted what the king offered him. And that's why the king's angry, because I had it right here for you. And you didn't even bother to put it on. And I think that does fit with what Jesus has said. That God will take our answers at face value. If we say to God, go away and leave me alone, God will go away and leave us alone, at least for a little while. And if we say, yes, Lord, here I am, God will accept that too. So when we come to the king's feast, we accept what the king has given. It's still a little bit of a confusing story, but I think the message is we are all invited to the party that the king of the universe has prepared for us. And all we have to do is say yes to the invitation and put on the robe that the king has prepared for us. And if we do that, then our place at the table is assured, whether we are good or bad.